둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
One second. Okay, we're good.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Do hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already. I'll give you new interviews just like this one every single week. You can grab us wherever you're listening from now, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review if you feel so inspired as well. We've had some great guests on lately, including the band members of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Actress Peyton List was here to talk about School Spirits, the second season of School Spirits, and the final season of Cobra Kai. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. Sam Yeager, you know him from Parenthood. He's also in The Handmaid's Tale. We talk about the final season of The Handmaid's Tale and the new movie The Wolfman. The members of the band Genesis, Sonic Youth, Heart, the B-52s, Pavement. Troy and Belisario, you know her from Pretty Little Liars. She's also in On Call on Prime Video. Chris Robbins under the Black Rose, Desi Lydic of The Daily Show. They were all just here. That's what you can hear when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Nadia Natasha about her new Bachata album. It's produced by the king himself, Romeo Santos, and leans into her Dominican roots and gets unapologetically real. In fact, Nadia's going to open up about her three-year journey to create the Passion Project, weaving soulful vocals with hard-on-her-sleeve lyrics. She's also going to reflect on how her music has evolved. Spoiler, she's singing love songs for the romantics and heartbreak survivors alike. Plus, there's talk of taboo topics and empowering women through candid storytelling. Turns out, Nadia Natasha doesn't just create music for the moment. She's aiming for forever. So let's get into this. Talk about her new record, Enamarque. It's Kyle Meredith with Nadia Natasha.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you on here, especially to talk about this. You've got a new album. Do we count this as, is this album three technically?
Four.
There we go. Okay.
Four.
Technically speaking, yeah.
Yes.
No, congrats on this. This is such a good listen. You're leaning into things. You've talked before about genre and just being fluent in genre. We've heard you in so many different styles. Like, what is it about this era? Where do we find you this time?
We find me in a very proud moment of myself, going back to my roots, representing my culture, representing myself. This is definitely a moment of just being very close to the fans, embracing Dominican Republic, embracing Latinos, and definitely there, just being talking about the realest things in a whole bachata album.
Is there any reason why you found yourself like embracing all of that right now?
Well, this project I have had for 3 years. I've been working on it for 3 years, being very specific, making everything super perfect. Is an album produced and written by Romeo Santos, which is the king of bachata. And it was not released at the moment that it was supposed to be released. A lot of things happened in the middle of these 3 years. And it also happens that in one of the best moments of my life, which is now, where I feel like everything is just flowing again, where I have found myself, where I feel like I know myself way more, where I have like been through so many challenges that I just want to enjoy everything I'm doing. And doing that, going back to my roots, being real to myself and embracing my culture, I feel like is the best moment where I could have released this album.
When you go into an album, especially as we talk about genre and bachata, like, do you know that going into it? Is that something that you find once you're in there? Or do you have like the full vision as you enter?
I mean, definitely this is called Nati, Natasha, and Amargue. Nati, Natasha, and Amargue. In Amargue in English is like an in-your-feelings music. So it's very passionate. And definitely I had the vision instantly. You know, when you go to bachata, it's real lyrics. It's passionate lyrics. It's I'm going to die for this love. So definitely I knew what I was getting myself into. I was born and raised around bachata, even when it wasn't very accepted in Dominican Republic because it was very underground at the moment. And I went through that whole era. So being able to live that and to see how it has grown with the years so much that now is music that you can hear around the world, I think is very impactful. And now having the opportunity of doing it myself, I think it's amazing. I think it's kind of surreal, but it's a very, like I say again, a real moment for myself. And definitely, I have the vision. I always had the vision of what I wanted fans to feel, what I wanted them to connect with, because the lyrics are very real, like things that really happen to people, to women, when they're in a relationship, when they're not in a relationship. So that's definitely the connection with everyone out there.
You've, in fact, in the past, you've talked about sometimes you've had to embody a character in a song to get there. I almost feel like this is the opposite of that. This is not you embodying a character. Is that an assessment?
No. And I get what you mean. When each song, when it's not talking about yourself, like Quiereme Menos is a song that Romeo Santos wrote for me and inspired by me and my partner. So that's definitely a song that it's me. When it's songs talking about other people's relationships, then that's when you have to embody that character, right? But I feel like everyone in one moment or another in their life have experienced these things. You know, yes, I've gone through heartbreaks. Yes, I've been very adventurous. So I feel like each song, even if I have to embody it sometimes, I have gone through it, not necessarily in the present moment. So yes, I don't have to embody it that much.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Nati Natasha. When you're doing bachata, do you have to do something new with your voice? Like, does it change the way that you have to sing?
Not at all. Very soulful. And I feel like I do that. I make sure you get that flavor from me in any genre. It could be reggaeton, it could be a bolero, it could be an R&B, it could be a salsa moment, it could be an EDM song, and a house, anything. I make sure that Nati Natasha's there, and I feel like that's something that is like a stamp, you know, the soul.
There are genres where you would, right? Like if you were doing country one album and metal the next album, that's probably going to change the way you do it. It's interesting to hear you because it's like you bring the genre to you.
I feel like that's the interesting part of it. And I feel like that's how everyone out there connects with you is like people listen to you, you know, they're your fans. So sometimes you have to change the style a little bit here and there, but that's not that's not what happened with this bachata album. You have a lot of flavor here. You have that deep voice, you have the soft vocals, you have everything. And that is definitely the essence of Nati Natasha all over the place. I didn't have to work hard at all. Came out naturally.
So, and some beautiful guitar work all over the album too, I will say.
Oh, beautiful musicians. It was all produced by Romeo. It was his musicians. He made sure everything had also his essence because it's his work. Romeo Santos presenta a Nati Natasha Amargue. I mean, who would have thought? This is one of the most important projects of my life. I mean, I used to listen to Romeo Santos while I was in Dominican Republic, still living. And I used to say, you know, wow, he's revolucionando bachata. You know, taking it internationally, taking our flavor, our music, our culture around the world, and being able to sit with him in the studio, seeing him create, seeing how it's magical, how you could see another person getting inspired in my situation and making a song. I feel like, you know, how can it get better than that?
And hearing also just your natural evolution. I mean, you have that first single, which, you know, translated Love Me Less. I love that phrase because that's not something that I would think that I would ever hear in a song. But like, you've grown, we grow. You sing about love and that changes. Like how, I guess I'm asking, like where you are now, how has that changed for you? The way you've wanted to present what love means in a song. How's, you know, how love changes for you while you're singing about it. Is it a big difference now than it would have been 5-6 years ago?
Yes. Yes, I would have probably never told someone to love me less because I was looking for love. You know what I mean? I think I'm a, ¿cómo se dice? Una, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm a romantic at heart. I'm very passionate about life in general. And to me, love has always been very important. I feel like I was always searching for that. Even not, obviously not in the moments that I was being wild, but like you say, everything changes. So, you know, you grow and you just understand when you find that special person, you don't want that person, you don't want that moment to change, even though if it changes with time. But right now, it's a real moment. While I'm singing about it, it's happening. And meanwhile, I was looking for that for years. And I think we all look for that for our whole lives. So singing about it at the moment, that's why I say sometimes, like, when they say, what if it ends? What if it's not forever? I'm like, well, you enjoy it while it's there. Because it's like music. It's like songs. They change. I probably singing La Mejor Versión de Mí, which is a song that became a bachata with Romeo Santos a long time ago. And I can still sing about that song today, not necessarily having the same meaning, which is like the best version of me, because every day you get the best version of yourself. And at that moment, I was probably dedicating that song to someone who had hurt me in the moment. But right now, when I sing about it, I sing it to myself because I'm proud of myself every day. So yes, the meaning of the songs sometimes do change with time. So to me, it's very important to taste the present. And Quiereme Menos right now is that song. And this whole album is that song just because of the moment, because of the opportunity I'm given of collaborating with Romeo Santos in this way of being the producer and the writer, of having the opportunity of representing República Dominicana, representing my blood, my where I was born and raised, my family, everything that I know. So, I mean, it's an amazing gift in general.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Nati Natasha. And I'll also say, it's a beautiful video that you put out. I mean, just seeing the reunion and knowing the story, letting the audience in on that. I mean, that's a big trust fall, I think, for any artist. And you really do that well.
I feel like that's what people want to know, that they don't go through things by themselves. You know, I feel like everyone, they want to see the real essence of the artist. And if I have the opportunity of showing my battles and my y mis éxitos and my, how do you say that? My, yeah, my success, whatever I'm going through at that moment in my life, I feel like is important. I feel like the world needs more real moments. It needs it urgently. So I definitely try.
Well, there's so many great moments on here. And that second single, my singer, Es que es de besos, besos, shortage of kisses, as I wrote down. There's a special kind of feeling in that song.
Escasez de besos is a very, like, it's a song that talks about something that happens to a lot of women, but don't really express it because it's like a kind of a, ¿cómo se llama? Se dice así mismo en inglés. It's taboo, you know, it's like, it's a little bit embarrassing. I don't know how many feelings you can get in there, but like being with your partner and understanding that that person is not treating you the way they're supposed to in general. And like the song says, like in bed, is taboo for sure for women to speak about, you know, because it hurts the ego of the man. It hurts so many things at the same time, but it's real, you know, it happens to some people. And I feel like singing about it, having it in a song, is going to be the voice of a lot of men and women that are out there. You know, you don't want those things to happen to you, but in the song we talk about it, but we don't talk about it in a sad way. We talk about it as in a, I'm over past this already, but I wanted to tell you how you made me feel at a certain point while I was giving you everything. So that's like el contexto of Escasez de Besos, which is one of my favorite songs in the album, is very real also.
Yeah, I was about to just repeat you there. It's a very real moment, you know, yeah. And I'll just close by saying all you have this album, this beautiful album, and all the collaborations that you do, that you've done on the front end through the year, it's like, do you keep track of all of these?
Listen, sometimes you have to sit down and allow other people to tell you, mira, we've done this, we've done this, we've done this. I've been very blessed. I am grateful of all the collabs I've done. I've been given the opportunity of having icons, collaboration with legends that I look up to, that I still look up to. It doesn't matter how many times I've collaborated with them. To me, it's a gift every single time. And I remember each and every one of them because they're very special moments. And it's songs that have transcended, is songs that have broken glass ceilings. They are songs that are forever. And that is something that I really, that's one of, definitely a vision that I had with this Bachata album. I wanted to make music forever, not just for the moment. And that is definitely something that I always look at, that I always listen to, that I always look for when I'm doing a collaboration, when I'm doing a song. I don't want it for the moment. I want it forever, because I feel like that's what really connects with fans and people in general.
It's a beautiful goal to have. It's a beautiful album. Congrats again on it. And seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. It's been a real pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure. I mean, that you give me the opportunity of like going through the songs and expressing exactly what it means. I feel like that's one of the important parts, and for people to connect with it and enjoy it and just talk about their passions.
And my thanks to Nari Natasha, the new album, En Amargue. And thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from the band Sweet Blondie. Let's see, Natalie Merchant, Alanis Morissette, Joy Division, Nat King Cole, the Boswell Sisters, Neil Young, Ray LaMontagne, Rilo Kiley, Fiona Apple, Justice, Susanna Hoffs of the Bengals, and my interview with Margot Timmons of Cowboy Junkies. It's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
We're super good.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.